All right. I'm just going to play you part of a song that has relevance to my story. Sitting astride his spin bike on the dais in front of our class, Jeff started the class session with a caveat. Some of you will recognize the first song we will be spinning to because you were around about 1970. Many tunes will follow after the first. Don't be surprised if the songs bring back a few memories. Looking around me at the 10 or so gray-haired Striders, I thought, Jeff is probably right. The Bee Gees blasted Stayin' Alive over the speakers, and we were off. John Travolta came to mind, expertly spinning and jiving on the dance floor in the movie Saturday Night Fever as my petals flew. Stayin' Alive brought back special memories, and they are as follows. My older brother John needed a co-signer on a mortgage. He wanted to buy a duplex as an investment. In 1979, my husband Dave and I were newly engaged. Barb and Dave, you don't have to contribute money for my investment, but I do need another qualified buyer to sign for the mortgage. You can rent. It's a nice unit. Dave and I considered. It was October. We were getting married in February. Should we move in together before our wedding date? Morals were loosening up in the 70s. Financially, it made sense. We decided we didn't care what people thought and signed on so John could purchase the duplex. The renovated duplex was painted a deep blue with white trim. Located in an area of St. Paul on Laurel Avenue, it was purported to be up and coming in value. It was a good real estate bet. Times were changing in the neighborhood of Selby Dale. Less drug traffic, more renovations, and increased restaurants and other new businesses were giving the area a facelift. Dave was finishing his internal medicine residency in June. I worked as an RN at the University of Minnesota. The three-bedroom, two-unit duplex was light and bright with gleaming hardwood floors. We chose to live in the downstairs unit and rent out the upper unit. The laundry was in the basement, the third-floor attic space dusty and vacant. Our first renters were three kids, one with a prosthetic leg and a dog who soon scratched up the floors. A neurology resident Dave knew was looking for an apartment. In came the resident, Norman, and out went the kids. Norman, normal height and normal weight and normal thinning hair, was normally nice. So was his nondescriptive wife, Lois, a secretary. 1 month after Norman and Lois moved in, Norman divorced Lois. All those young nurses at the hospital were ripe for the picking. Norman may have had an MD title, but he was less than suave and debonair. That's what Dave and I thought. But he paid the rent on time. Friday and Saturday nights became Disco City on the second floor unit. John Travolta's Saturday Night Live album played endless repeats, and we listened to the slide, slide, jump on the hardwood floors. Then came the creak, creak, creak of bed springs. Norman was sowing his wild oats while we tried to block out the moans and groans. Did we have 8 months of this in our future? Norman's reputation must have taken a downswing after 1 month. The Bee Gees sang less and less. The upstairs quieted. Did the grooves wear out on the vinyl? We sighed in relief. Those memories slipped away as our spin instructor announced, "Now on to the songs of the 80s." Continuing to pedal, I moved on. Thanks, Bee Gees. Those Stayin' Alive times were times to remember.